بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, dear visitors, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is, of course, the busiest Friday of the year for us as far as Salatul Jumu'ah goes, because it is a holiday, and mashallah, many of our brothers and sisters get the opportunity to join us when they may not be able to do so during regular work days. Students are here, and of course, many travelers also find the opportunity to grace us with their presence. We all travel from time to time. And this long weekend, you may be traveling, planning a trip up or down the 401, or maybe south of the border. From time to time, we also fly and go overseas, cross borders. I recently had the opportunity to do that, alhamdulillah, about a month or so ago. And when we go out on travel, we are actually traveling and having short periods of travel within a longer journey, within a longer period of travel. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and this is related by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and his father. He says, أَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بِمَنْكِبِي, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of my shoulder. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of my shoulder and said, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيب, be in the world as if you are, or as if you were, a stranger, أو عَابِرُ سَبِيل, or a passerby, a person who is traveling, who is going through. Now before we travel, we normally have a clear purpose for that travel. So when you're on your flight and you're getting closer to your destination and they start passing out those customs cards, right, you're supposed to tick off what the purpose of your travel is. So either you're traveling for business or you're traveling for pleasure, or there's a box that says other, and perhaps you're going for, you know, for tourism. You're going for an emergency, for someone's funeral, whatever it is. And even though we may not realize it, it's really important to know what the purpose, to have a clear mindset about what the purpose of our travel is. So a person who's going for business knows they need to attend this meeting and that meeting on these particular dates. They have to attend these sessions at the conference. Person who's going for tourism has a checklist of places they want to visit most of the time. They go on TripAdvisor, look for the top, whatever, 10 attractions, see which ones are affordable and so on. So they know they want to achieve these things. A person going for a funeral is rushing for that funeral and is trying to make it in time. So whatever the purpose of our journey, our actions are then guided by that and are motivated by that intention. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that we too are on a journey. And we should be living in this world as if we are on a journey. So the question becomes, if we have a clear purpose for our journeys, then what is the purpose of our life, or the journey of this life? Why are we here? Why are we in this city, in this country right now? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us? Now remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do things for no purpose, for no reason. As he says in the Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we did not create the heavens and the earth, and that is between them, that includes us, aimlessly. So all of the creation that exists, including ourselves, our families, our circumstances, is there for a reason. It's not, it hasn't been created without any purpose. So that's the first thing. So if this life is a journey, as the Prophet ﷺ has told us, our purpose needs to be very, very clear in our minds. That why am I here? What am I trying to achieve? What is the purpose for my existence? Secondly, before we take a trip, a major trip, especially overseas, the first thing we need to do is make sure that we have travel documents. Right? So you want to make sure you have a valid passport. You need to make sure that you have a visa for the country that you're planning to visit. Otherwise, there's no point in taking the trip. Unless you just like, I don't know, long plane rides and you just want to, you know, fly at 40,000 feet and then come back. Right? So obviously, if you're taking a journey and you're going somewhere, right, you need to have proper travel documents to get to your destination. Right? And when you arrive at the point of entry at the airport and you line up for customs and immigration, you need to have your papers in order. Otherwise, as it happens to some people, you will get turned back. You will not be successful in trying to reach your destination. So the question for us then is, again, that as a traveler through this world, what will I need when the journey comes to an end? When my journey of life comes to an end, what are the valid travel documents that I will need in order to be able to pass through customs and immigration and actually proceed towards the destination that I want to go to? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us about these questions. You know, when you're crossing the border and you're coming back to Canada, or you're going to the US, you know, okay sir, where do you live? So for me, what they do is they stop me every once in a while, so maybe once every few years, and they question, you know, interview me for about an hour or so, asking me different questions, Googling me, doing all this stuff, right? So then they have all these details, and they have this list. So then now every time I cross the border, they ask me one of those questions. Okay, so I know if they ask me, okay sir, what do you do? I don't need to sugarcoat it and say I'm a minister, I'm a religious leader. I need to say I'm the Imam of the Islamic Society of Kingston and I'm done. Okay, because they have that in their files, right? So we know that we have questions that you're going to be asked, right? So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also told me, or told us, about these questions that are going to be asked at the point of entry into the next stage of our life. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that the angels will arrive in our grave. We've just entered, right? It's the point of entry. We've just entered into the ground. We've entered this new dimension, which we have never seen, and we don't know much about, except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam have told us. And we will be asked, who is your Lord? Man Rabbuk. Who is your Lord? And the believer will say, He is Allah. He will say, Allah. And then they will ask, Ma dinuk, what is your religion? And he will say, my religion is Islam. And then they will ask, that who is this man who was sent among you? And the person will reply and say, he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they will say, what did you do? Right now you're asking, hey, where you've been? Did you go here? Did you go there? What are you bringing in? So they say, what did you do? And he will say, that I read the book of Allah and I believed in it. And then a voice calls out from the heavens and says, my slave, my servant has spoken the truth. So prepare for him a bed from paradise and clothe him from paradise and open for him a gate to paradise. Right? So this is for the person who passes through that primary point of inspection. On the other hand, if a person is not prepared, does not have valid travel documents, arrives at the point of entry, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that the angels ask, who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? And he says, I don't know. I don't know. Like you go to the border and say, okay, where are you going to be staying during your stay in the United States? And you're like, actually, I don't know yet. I don't have an address. Okay, that's not going to help you. Okay, similar situation. Oh, I don't know. Who is your Lord? I don't know. And then they're going to say, what is your religion? And he says, oh, I don't know. And then a voice calls out from the heavens and says, prepare for him a bed from the hellfire and clothe him from hell and open for him a gate of hell, to hell. And then there comes to him some of its heat and hot winds and his grave is constricted and compresses him until his ribs interlock. Compresses him until his ribs interlock into each other. Now the question is, or another important point is, these are not answers that we can memorize. These are not answers that, you know, if we don't live by them, we just say, okay, when the time comes, I'm just going to go and roll this off, right, and just say it. That's not how it works, right? Because at that point, the reality comes out. The truth comes out. So the question is, in this journey, how do we keep these documents safe? How do we keep them safe? You know, people buy passport protectors, pouches, different things, you know, to keep their passports and travel documents safe. You got your boarding pass, you want to make sure you don't drop it. Okay, so how do we make sure that we don't drop these teachings? That we hold on to them so tightly that when we enter at the point of entry, we are able to answer these questions properly. So that's something else to think about. Now, normally when we are traveling, we also have a plan for the return journey. Right? We want to come back home. We want to come back home safely. Right? So we have a return ticket. Or even if you don't have one, we have some idea as to when we're going to get it. We have some idea as to how much it's going to cost. So on this journey, we are aiming for a return to our ancestral home, which is Jannah. Jannah is our, paradise is our ancestral home. This is where our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, Adam and Hawa, alayhim as-salam, first were. And that's where we also want to return. So our ancestral home is Jannah. So the question is, how am I going to get back successfully? What arrangements do I need to get that return ticket? To make sure that it's valid. To make sure that you're on the right flight and heading back to the right destination. Now for those of you who are traveling, we know, and those of us who travel, we know that packing is a very important part of traveling, especially if you're flying. Right, you want to make sure your belongings, your luggage is not overweight. You want to make sure that, you know, you don't show up there. You know how it happens, right? Like, okay, you're full, you're allowed, like, you have like three people in your family, right? You're allowed six suitcases. And then you go and they're like, every single one is like, well, you don't have a weighing scale either, so you try to use like a regular weighing machine, right? And then you can't really see properly, but then, you know, you're just estimating. And you show up and it's like 5 pounds over. Like, oh no, what do I do? And then you pull out another bag. You know, you're trying to move things at the last minute. There's a long line behind you. You know what I'm talking about. Right? So, when we are packing, we know that, first of all, we want to pack the necessities that we need. We want to pack the things, primarily, that we're going to need for our journey. Right? That, you know, souvenir from grade 3 that's still sitting in your basement in some box for the last 20 years, you're not going to take that on a journey unless you're going to do something with it. Right? So you only take the things which are necessary and that you need or you feel like you're going to need for your trip. And as the saying goes, lighter is better, right? So you try to pack light and you try to take the things that are really important, things you can maybe get at your destination or you may need, you don't really need, you don't worry about them too much. So now the question is, for this journey, if we are travelers in life, what do I really need to get? What do I really need to get through this journey? What are the things that I need that are essentials? And how can I protect myself from getting bogged down, right, with too much weight? Right, you know, someone who's carrying too much stuff, so my stuff wasn't able to get into my luggage, check-in luggage, so I put some into my handbags now. So now I have like two handbags. And even though my kid was too young to carry a handbag, I still brought another one because they were allowed one too. And now I'm holding three handbags. Right, I'm trying to manage all of this luggage, and some of them don't have wheels, and you know that issue. So we don't want to have that issue, okay? Through this journey of life, we want to make sure that we pack light, that we have the things that we just need to get through our journey. And also remember, the more stuff you take, the more chances you're going to get stuck at customs, right? So the more things you have, if they pull you in, right, at customs and start going through everything, you're just going to have to answer for more things. So similarly, if we indulge during this journey, right, and start taking along too many things, then it becomes a liability, or it can become a liability. So we think about, okay, so what do I really need to get through this journey, as opposed to what I really want? Now, on a plane ride, we know, in economy class especially, you know what the seats are like, right? So the seats are cramped up, you don't have much leg room, you're trying to walk around, and, you know, there's so many people around, and then the food comes, and, you know, you don't have too much choice. Sometimes they'll give you 3 menu items, and if you're really at the back of the plane, you'll find out that 2 of them are already gone, and there's only one. So you can't be too picky about the food, right? And about your accommodations inside the plane. So again, in this journey of life, what are the things that I should be selective and picky about? And which ones are the things that are not worth being picky about? Right? At the end of the day, if somebody is flying, trying to get to their destination for business or pleasure or for tourism or for a funeral or whatever, you know, yeah, it's maybe not the most comfortable plane ride, maybe not the best food, but do you really care about that? No, you're more worried about your destination, about where you're going and what you're going to do when you arrive and what's going to happen there. Right? These things just pass by. It's a 10, 11 hour, 12 hour, or whatever it is, plane ride, and that's it. You're off the plane and then you go on with your business. So this life is a journey in the same way. So should we really be getting tied up with the things which may seem like they're very important right now, but in the big picture, in terms of our journey, they're pretty insignificant. You've traveled somewhere, it's time to come back, and something happens. There's a huge snowstorm, and flights are canceled. There's only one flight that can bring you back, but you need to pay a few hundred dollars to upgrade or to switch seats. Many people will make that choice, right? You're stranded somewhere. You're stuck. You need to get home. You know what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. People are traveling. Something happens. They have an accident overseas. Something goes wrong. They're faced with a dilemma. And they need to be brought back, not in economy class, but, you know, by air ambulance, for example. Right? They don't have travel insurance. These things happen, and people are willing to pay whatever is needed to get back to their home base. So on this journey of ours, the question is, where do I need to spend to get back successfully? What are the things I need to spend on that deserve my wealth, that require my wealth to ensure that I can get back successfully to the right destination? And a traveler has the mindset that they're willing to accept that they need to return home. Right? A traveler has the mindset that, okay, they're traveling and at some point they need to return. Right? They're not there forever. Right? Otherwise, you're not a traveler. Right? So, am I mentally prepared to head back? Or am I like someone, you know, who ends up on a journey or maybe at a stopover somewhere and makes it home? Right? It wouldn't make sense, would it? You know, you're traveling somewhere, you have a stopover in Dubai, and you stop there and you're like, oh wow, this place is so nice. Okay, forget about the second leg of my journey, I'm just going to stay here and chill for as long as I can. No, that's not how it works, right? In life, we know that we need to move on and eventually we have to return home. So we also have to ask ourselves, you know, are we mentally prepared to head back? Or have we become so entangled with the stopover or with the short, you know, period of the journey that we've totally forgotten about the fact that we have to return? So those are some thoughts for reflection on the part where the Prophet ﷺ said that live in this life as a traveler, right? The other thing that he mentioned was being a stranger. And I'll ask you to think back of the first time you arrived in Kingston, if you live here, or wherever you live, the first time you moved into that city. And you remember that feeling of strangeness? Right? Or if you've lived somewhere else, wherever you've lived, so that first time that you arrive and that initial feeling of being a stranger, that unfamiliarity, right? So you have to find out where the local grocery store is, you have to find out, you know, where the schools are, you have to find out your way to work. And you don't have an attachment to anything yet. Even the place you have moved into, even if it's the nicest place around, there's still that sense of unfamiliarity, right? It's unfamiliar. And, you know, you don't know much about the place, you don't know much about the city, you have to find your way around, and you worry about the necessities first. Right? You worry about the necessities. Okay, so your family moves here, and you're going to find out, okay, what are we going to have for lunch? What are we going to have for dinner? What are we going to have for breakfast? Where do we get the milk? Right? The bread, the eggs. Or if you move into a new place, You know, is there, you know, the water hookup, and is the electricity working? So we worry about all the essentials, right? As someone who comes in, so you worry about the essentials first, right? So what we learn is that as a stranger in this dunya, we don't want to get too attached to it. We want to have that same feeling in our life as we had when we first moved somewhere. That initial feeling of strangeness and unfamiliarity. So don't get too attached and make it a place of necessity and not desires. Make it a place of necessity where you do things that are necessary, but don't make it a place of desires. And focus more on the essentials and the things that actually matter. And engage in the dunya, in the world, only as much as is beneficial and necessary. But that doesn't mean that we become indifferent. That we become cold and we don't care about people. Because remember, Musa alayhi salam, when he was chased away, he was warned to leave his hometown. Right? He was told that he's going to get in trouble, he should go. And when he left and he went to Madian, the first thing that happened, as is outlined in the Quran, was what? He saw the people getting water for their animals. And he noticed that there were two women, who were standing back. And he didn't just say, okay, well, I'm a stranger, I'm a newcomer, like, I don't know what's going on, I'm just going to mind my own business. But he actually reached out to them and asked them kindly why that was so, and if he could help them. And he went ahead and he helped them. So be kind and care for people, your families, relatives, and strangers. But just don't attach yourself to the matters of the world that are not going to bring any benefit in the hereafter. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma goes on in that hadith and he says himself that if you survive till late afternoon, if you're alive till late afternoon, do not expect to be alive in the morning. If you survive till morning, do not expect to be alive in the late afternoon. Take from your health before your sickness and your life before your death. Right? So don't take these things for granted. Don't take your health and your life for granted. And be prepared for that return trip and that checkpoint that may come at any time. Before you drive up to the border, you know the border is coming up in 2 kilometers. And you pull out your passport, make sure everything's in order. Right? So be ready with your passport and your travel documents, because that point of entry could come at any time. So my dear brothers and sisters, in conclusion, what I'll remind myself and all of us is that, you know, everything that we have in this world is temporary. Nothing is permanent, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعُ وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ. That this worldly life is only temporary enjoyment. This is only temporary enjoyment. And indeed the hereafter, إِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ. Indeed the hereafter, that is the home of permanent settlement. So this is a reminder for myself and all of us. Let us continue to evaluate how we're doing on this journey, because again, we don't want to be like the person who gets caught up during the stopover and forgets all about the destination and the next flight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand the reality of our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to live in a way that is most pleasing to Him, because at the end, that's what really matters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success in this world and most importantly in the hereafter. Ameen wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.